From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams. Secretary of State Colin Powell is on his way to Lima, Peru. It's his first visit to South America since taking office. Powell will attend a meeting of the Organization of American States, where representatives from 33 countries will discuss a document that aims to help protect the region's democracies against what some call disguised dictatorships. Powell will also talk about anti-drug efforts and the possible resumption of U.S. surveillance flights in the Andes, which were suspended when a plane carrying U.S. missionaries was shot down earlier this year. Reporter Lucian Chauvin is in Lima, Peru. Mr. Chauvin, tell us, please, first about this term, disguised dictatorships. What does that mean?
Well, I think it comes from the 1992 move by former President Fujimori here in Peru, when he closed Congress and the judicial system and concentrated all of the political power in the executive branch. At the time, the Organization of American States had a very lukewarm response to what he did, basically allowing him to concentrate all power under the executive. The situation developed here. It became obvious that Peruvian democracy was being undermined by Fujimori and his associates, and it came to a full head last year when a corruption scandal broke and Fujimori actually fled the country last November.
It was noted about Secretary Powell that he did not attend the conference on racism in Durban, South Africa last week. He is going to Peru, on to Colombia. Why is the Bush administration sending somebody so high up on this trip?
Well, I think Powell's visit is meant to send a signal that the U.S. fully supports this new democratic charter and that the Bush administration will not tolerate any breach of the democratic order in South America or in Latin America. I also think that it's a signal to Peru that the new administration is pleased with the government headed by President Toledo. Last year, former Secretary of State Albright also came to the region, and she very publicly sidestepped Peru. I think by sending Powell, the administration is showing that the relationship between the two countries is on a much better footing.
Let's talk about Colin Powell and drugs and Colombia and cocaine, and let's start here. I mentioned the anti-drug surveillance flights, they've been suspended since the Peruvian Air Force plane shot down an American missionary flight back in April. Two were killed. Is it thought that the drug flights have been increasing because there haven't been surveillance flights up there to find out what's going on?
The Peruvian government claims that indeed there are more drug flights since the surveillance was canceled back in April. However, there really isn't no hard evidence showing that. There is, however, evidence showing that there's an increase in the price of coca, which is the raw material used to make cocaine, and an increase in the number of fields dedicated to coca. The increase in coca fields could be due to more trafficking. It also is due to a drop in the price of coffee, with farmers turning to coca to offset their losses.
So what is in Secretary Powell's briefcase on this trip that would be in the offing, do you think?
Well, the Peruvians are hoping that Powell announces that they will restart air interdiction efforts and that Peru will get a large chunk of the $800 million included under the Andean Initiative that is currently being debated in Congress.
Mr. Chauvin, thank you for your time.
Okay.
Reporter Lucian Chauvin speaking with us from Lima, Peru.